Leading the news this morning, Colonel Gaddafi has told America's ABC that his people love him and would die to protect him. But the world is getting increasingly impatient with the Libyan leader. The European Union has joined the United Nations by approving sanctions against his regime, and the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the dictator must go. Police are continuing the hunt for a man who gunned down Sydney racing identity Les Samba on a suburban Melbourne street. They believe the shooting may have been a contract killing. Mr. Samba owned several horses with Ron Medich, who's accused of murdering Sydney property developer Michael McGurk. As the political debate over a carbon tax gets increasingly bitter, Malcolm Turnbull has again raised concern about his party's climate change policy. The coalition wants to pay industries to reduce emissions. He's told the ABC's Q&A program that that approach picks winners and risks wasting money. The Australian Stock Exchange hopes to be up and running again this morning after its computer system crashed yesterday. Share traders were sent into a flurry when the market froze just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The ASX isn't commenting on the glitch or what exactly caused it. And New Zealand will pause today to mark 1 week since the earthquake that devastated Christchurch. There'll be a nationwide 2-minute silence at exactly the time the quake struck to pay tribute to the victims and their families. The death toll now stands at 148, and at least 50 people are still missing.